From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. The staggering scale of California's wildfires reached another milestone today. A single fire surpassed 1 million acres. That's about 1% of the state's total acreage. The new mark for the August complex in the Coast Range between San Francisco and the Oregon border came a day after the total area of land burned by California wildfires this year passed 4 million acres. That's more than doubled the previous record. Governor Gavin Newsom said the amount of land scorched by the August complex is larger than all of the recorded fires in California between 1932 and 1999. He said, quote, "If that's not proof point, testament to climate change, then I don't know what is," unquote. The August complex began as 37 different fires ignited by lightning in the Mendocino National Forest in mid-August and became California's largest fire on record in September. As of today, it's burned more than 1,500 square miles. The August complex has destroyed 242 structures and damaged a half dozen. Nearly 1,700 firefighters are currently battling the blaze. One has been injured. One has died. Containment is currently estimated at 54%. California remains largely warm and dry, but fierce winds that fanned infernos a week ago are gone. Cooling at the coast was expected to expand into the interior, and a Pacific storm system remains in the forecast for Northern California by next weekend. The November 3rd election could test California's commitment to voting by mail. Now, Californians have been voting by mail for years. In the March election, more than 72% of ballots cast in the primary came through the Postal Service. But voting by mail has not been embraced everywhere, most notably Los Angeles County. This year, every active registered voter will get a ballot in the mail at least 29 days before the election. That's today. State officials hope it will encourage more people to not vote in person and risk spreading the coronavirus. California has more than 21 million people registered to vote, and early voting also started today. If you need information about where or how to vote, please contact us at community@kalw.org. Governor Gavin Newsom has nominated the first openly gay black man to the state Supreme Court. Newsom nominated Martin Jenkins to the court today. The 66-year-old would be the third black person to serve on the court if he's confirmed by the Commission on Judicial Appointments. Jenkins would replace Justice Ming W. Chin, who retired at the end of August. Jenkins is a former federal civil rights attorney who prosecuted cross burnings and police misconduct cases under President Ronald Reagan. He was appointed by Republicans and Democrats to four different judgeships. And a conservative legal group has sued the state of California over a new law that will require hundreds of California-based corporations to have directors from racial or sexual minorities on their boards. Judicial Watch said today that its lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court claims the law is unconstitutional. Governor Newsom signed the bill last month, saying it was a crucial part of fighting racial injustice by giving minorities, quote, seats at the table, unquote, of corporate power. The measure requires at least two directors from different racial or sexual minority groups be appointed to boards by the end of 2022. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.